Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Word at Noon, brothers and sisters. So happy you all could join us. We will be broadcasting here in a moment. I tell you, I just thank God. Thank God for the enemy. Because you have to love your enemy. Sometimes Satan, you put certain people there. I'm not going to say the Lord does that. I'm going to say Satan. Because he has a way of controlling his people. And people of the world is his people. See, and I'm not ignorant of that fact. He'll use anyone. Anybody available, Satan will use them to try and stop God's program. But you know what? We have to just keep on. Because I know who I am in the Lord, and it doesn't change, and Satan is not going to stop this revelation.
Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore. Preach, preach up. For God shall wipe away, yes, sir, every tear from their eyes. Yes, sir. Get ready for the revolution.
Hands up.
revolution. We are in a new revolution. We are living by the word of God. We don't live by what we feel. We don't live by what we think. We're living in the spiritual realm, brothers and sisters. And for those that are not aware of it, that's a new revolution. Not only is it a revolution, but it's a revelation to those that are not familiar with what it really means to walk in the Word of God or to walk in the Spirit of God. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We certainly are happy to have each and every one of you on. And we're going to ask Pastor Bill for a word of prayer. Ask her to remember Evangelist Sharon. Also, as you remember the Brooks family in your praying, and let the Lord use you. At this time, Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. And Pastor, you said Evangelist Sharon and who else is that?
The Brooks family. The Brooks family.
Oh. All right. Thank you very much. Amen, amen. And thank you, Pastor, for that selection as well. Amen. And the scripture I'd like to share is going to be Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2, and I'll be reading it from God's Word. Since we are surrounded by so many examples of faith, we must gird up everything that slows us down, especially sin that distracts us. We must run the race that lies ahead of us and never give up. We must focus on Jesus, the source and goal of our faith. He saw the joy ahead of him, so he endured the death on the cross and ignored the disgrace it brought him. Now he holds the honored position, the one next to God the Father on the heavenly throne. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today. We want to say thank you for your word, thanking you for another day, thanking you for the listeners and those that participate and those who are listening by internet. We give you thanks today, Father God. We thanking you, Father God, that we're able to come together and learn more of your word so that your word will be in our hearts, Father God, and then we'll be able to meditate on your word day and night. Father God, we just thanking you for everything, Father God. We ask that you will continue to have your way with our pastor on the broadcast as he brings the word, as he makes it plain that we can carry this word throughout the day, Father God. Now, Lord, we bring in those who are asking for prayer today. We're bringing Evangelist Sharon and also Evangelist Renee and also the Brooks family, Father God. We know that you're in control. You said in your word, by your stripes, we are healed. You said you will keep the imperfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. And there is nothing impossible for God to do. And we just have to put our trust in you, Father God. Lord, we give you praise, and we just thanking you for all things, Father God. We bind up anything and everything that try to come up against us as we continue on in this word, Father God. Feeding the blood of Jesus on each and every one. And we thanking you for another day. Have your way, Father God. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Open up our hearts and our minds to receive this word. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. We've been talking about the God kind of faith. But before we do that, we're going to ask Evangelist Renee to give us a sandwich. We're going to ask Evangelist Renee to give us a sandwich. And then we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday.
Good afternoon, everyone. God is good all the time. Yeah. And all the time, God is good.
Yeah.
First giving honor to God. Pastor Bell, Pastor Beasley, to all the listeners.
Amen.
You're going to find us a good old sandwich.
Praise God.
Maybe. I'm going to first piece of bread will be Matthew 6:18 out of the New Living Translation.
Mm-hmm.
If you forgive those who sin against you, your Heavenly Father will forgive you. Next piece of bread will be Galatians 5:25. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit, leading in every part of our lives. Galatians 5:25. Inside that sandwich, we're going to put we stand on every day. By his stripes we are healed. We are more than conquerors. We can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us. Oh, by his stripes we are healed. I can say that, just fill it up with by his stripes we are healed.
Amen.
We are healed by his stripes. And I just thank him. Just thank him for all his words, his spirit. God is good all the time. Put that on that's the icing on the cake, and all the time God is good. Amen.
Yes, amen, 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 amen. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Renee. Yeah, we're talking about the God kind of faith. Remember, the God kind of faith is operated by God's spirit, because it's God's stuff. And we that are spiritual understand spiritual things, according to 1 Corinthians 2. So the God kind of spirit, remember over there in Galatians 5, 22, two other things that happens in God's spirit. One of them is love, and one of them is faith. It's about six, seven. But it operates by love. That's what I'm trying to tell you. And the love is for the love of God, for the love of the Word of God. It's for the God stuff, that kind of love. Not human love, but God's love. Now, with that being said, the God kind of faith operates by love. And we won't talk about that today, but I do want you all to know, yesterday we were talking about that it is a faith that it might be by the grace to the end, the promise may be sure to all the seed of Abraham. So we were talking about the kind of faith that Abraham had was the God kind. How I know that? Because he had the Word of God. He spoke the word of God. He said what the word of God said. And that's what faith is, brothers and sisters. Jesus Christ is the author and finisher of our faith. Now, with that being said, there are another side of this coin. And the other side of this coin is the lower of the lowest form of faith. The lowest form of faith is you got to see evidence. You got to touch it. The lowest form of faith is that you have to see something and feel it and touch it. That's the lowest form of faith. And that guy there is new. Hallelujah. You don't really need to go around. Pastor, if you will, can you read me? Well, I'll take care of something right quick. Can you read for me? Luke 10:42 and John 15:7 and Romans 4:16-22, and I'll be right back. Did you get that, Pastor?
No, Pastor, you're just kind of quick for me.
Okay. I do a Luke 10:42, John 15:7, and Romans 4:16-22. I'll be right back.
Amen, amen. All right, Luke 10:22. From the King James, reads as follows, 10:22. We're talking about God kind of faith. All things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. Amen, amen. And from the Message Bible, 1822. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. That was supposed to be 42, wasn't it? Forgive me, listeners. Okay, 1042 reads, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. And from the Message Bible, the Master said, Martha, dear Martha, you're fussing far too much and getting yourself worked up over nothing. One thing only is essential, and Mary has chosen it. It's the main course and won't be taken from her. Amen, amen.
Amen. Okay, I got it from here, Pastor. I got it from here. Thank you. We lost a couple of listens, but it's okay. The point here, brothers and sisters, is that there's two kinds, and we don't get into it today. I promise we'll finish it up tomorrow, for sure, between tomorrow and Friday. But you have the highest form of faith, then you got the lowest form of faith. The highest kind of faith is just to speak the word of God without seeing it, without feeling it, without touching it. You just go ahead on and speak what the word says. That's the God kind. The other kind is the, well, unless I see it, unless I feel it, that's the kind Thomas had. Remember Thomas over there in John 20? 26-31. Mm-hmm. John 20. So if you'll go there, John 20, and what is 20-21? Well, actually, it's 26-31. So, it's John 20:26-31.
So, you ask me to read that after King James chapter?
Oh, I read it. And after 8 days, again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Then said he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hand, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord, my God. Jesus answered and said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. And other signs truly Jesus did in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, Son of God, and that believing ye may have life through his name. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Amen. In the Message Bible, 8 days later, his disciples were again in the room. This time, Thomas was with them. Jesus came through the locked doors, stood among them, and said, "Peace to you." Then he focused his attention on Thomas. "Take your finger and examine my hand. Take your hand and stick it in my side. Don't be unbelieving. Believe." Thomas said, "My master, my God." Jesus said, "So you believe because you've seen with your own eyes. Even better blessings are in store for those who believe without seeing." Jesus proved far more God-revealing signs than are written down in this book. These are written down so you will believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and in the act of believing, have real and eternal life in the way he personally revealed it. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah.
So what happened was the disciples had told Thomas what it went on. Man, we seen Jesus up in here. Jesus? Mm-hmm. You mean the one they just hung on the cross? The one they put mm-hmm. nails in his hand? They pierced mm-hmm. him in his side?
Mm-hmm.
That Jesus, our Lord, the one that took mm-hmm. fish and made fish? The one that took mm-hmm. bread and made bread? You remember all that right. Jesus there?
All right, now.
He was just here, man. He was just here. Mm-hmm. And we watch him do all kind of other stuff. See, because mm-hmm. that's what the scripture said. He was doing all kind of stuff. It just wasn't mentioned. So,
all right.
So Thomas told him, man, I ain't believing this stuff unless I see it. Because I remember the nail mark that was in his hand. Unless I put my finger into mm-hmm. my hand where his side, unless I do that, I ain't believing nothing. You know, we got a lot of folks like that. They the only time they're going to believe the gospel. And put a pin there. That's one reason we have to preach faith, brothers and sisters. Faith is the word mm-hmm. of God. That's why we have to preach yes. this. Let people believe the word, not us, but believe mm-hmm. the word of God. So Jesus said, now, this is done for those that is for all. He saw this day coming. He saw a day would come where people would just take him at his word and walk out. He saw a day mm-hmm. that Nathaniel Renee would just believe the word of God that says, by his stripes, I am healed. No matter what her eyes told him, no matter what she felt, she took it at his word and said, you know what? By his stripes, I am healed. Mm-hmm. And she ran with the thing. Didn't matter.
Yes.
I don't have to see her.
Amen.
Everybody was trying to tell her. She said, "Oh, I don't need to see all that. I know that by mm-hmm. his stripes I am healed." So that's what Thomas refused to do. He refused to just accept the word of God. And that's a good thing, brothers, because mm-hmm. a lot of times folks need to see it for themselves. You need to get the word of God and stand on it. Because remember, Rebecca mm-hmm. said, it's by your faith, not mine, yeah. but your faith. So Jesus mm-hmm. showed up a week later, or a little bit more than a week later. And again, he entered into that same house. But guess what? Thomas was there this time. And, mm-hmm. and he did some things that I liked. First of all, Jesus didn't even bother about knocking. He walked right through the door.
Yes,
well,
he did.
Well, I know a lot of folks say, well, that's because he's God's son. Well, you're God's child, too. It's your level of faith. It's your level
all
of
right.
faith.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be doubting folks like Thomas, because I know right now somebody's saying, well, I believe it if I could see it. Well, don't have that attitude. Don't have that mindset. The God kind of faith said, I don't have to see it. The God kind of faith said, I'm going through the door. See, Jesus is our mm-hmm. example. He walked right through the door. and he stood among them. Now, here's the key thing. Anytime folks is going to be afraid, the key word is peace. Be with you. So a lot of times, you may heal somebody. You may lay hands on somebody. The first thing you got to do so people don't lose it, you have to speak peace.
Hallelujah. Say that.
Don't make me go there. I'm trying not to go there. Because, you know, the water was just blistering and everything was going on. And the folks thought they were going to die. And the first thing Jesus had to say was peace. After he rebuked the wind, then he said peace.
Yeah.
So that the people would be at peace. They'll know that, hey, peace is in the air. A lot of times you go in a situation, just start speaking peace.
Hallelujah.
The enemy don't want to hear peace. He don't want to hear it. Somebody right now, you're in a situation. The Lord said you just need to speak peace to it. Go ahead on the start speaking peace.
Hallelujah.
Find ourselves in some situations, and before you get deep with it, just go on and speak peace.
Yes. Hallelujah.
It will bring a calm.
Hallelujah.
It will bring a great calm about when you just speak peace to it. So that's what Jesus did. Jesus began to speak peace to the situation. And when he came in and he spoke peace, and I love the idea that nobody else got upset then. Nobody else moved. Nobody else. I mean, you got to see this thing now. After Jesus spoke peace, because everything else was in the uproar, the disciples didn't have no problem because they had seen it with their own eyes. They'd seen the nail print. They'd seen his finger. They'd seen that body that had been crucified. They'd seen all this stuff. But Thomas, so Jesus did a double way of having faith. First of all, not only did he walk through the door, that should have been enough right there to say, wow, blew your mind.
Right.
Then he turned around and told Thomas, hey, put your finger right here.
Yes.
See, sometimes God has to give us all kinds of signs just to get us to see what he's talking about, get us to see what he's doing. And so Jesus told him, well, put your finger right here. Look at my hands. See, that kind of stuff had to stop the doubters. A lot of times you got to do things to stop the doubters. Thomas, listen how he responded. After he actually saw it and feel it, he said, Lord, my God. What a statement. Jesus said to him, Thomas, see, you only believed, Thomas, because you was able to see it with your optical nerve. That's the only reason you believed it, because your glasses didn't see it. Unless I hadn't came through that door and let you touch me physically, you wouldn't believe in nothing. So he said, listen to those who haven't seen, but they believe. And the Bible says Jesus performed many miracles. Brothers and sisters, it's countless miracles that's not even in the book. I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah.
There's some miracles that happen in your life that it'll probably never be written in a book. But because you believe, it's going to happen. And it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what you're believing for. Can I say that one more time? I said, it doesn't matter what you're believing for. There's a miracle for you.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes, it is.
All you got to do is act on the word of God. Act on it.
Yes.
That's what Jesus is saying here. That way you have the God kind of faith. Why? Because you acting on the word of God. When you act on the word of God, you find the scripture. And you act on that thing like the Angry Renee did. I know y'all heard her say, this is her favorite scripture, by his stripes I'm here. She always throw that in there. I don't care how much meat she got, how much bread she got, she gonna throw that one in there. And it means it because she know it's real. She know by his stripes I'm healed. See, a lot of people can use that for mental healing, for spiritual healing.
Yeah.
I thank God it worked with Evangelist Renee through physical healing and mental and spiritual. Yeah.
Say it now.
So see, she got the trifecta going on here. See, that's a trifecta going on.
Hallelujah.
She can heal every which way there is.
Yeah.
Because, you know, once
Hallelujah.
You see her body, her mind got to be healed now. And I know her
yeah.
spirit is being restored.
Hallelujah.
Anyway, hey, y'all take care. And